Welcome to week number one of our message series, six-week message series called Got Growth? That's the question that over the next 6 weeks I want you to ask yourself. Got growth? Everything healthy grows. When it's not growing, we represent, everyone in here represents at least one of those pots. I hope over the next 6 weeks we'll all begin to move towards the latter and become healthy in our relationship with God and with others. Hey, before we get really further into this, I had this impression upon my heart. I am so grateful to see our children stay in our worship as we worship, and they go to their class. But what just overcame me was our children are learning to worship because they're not only watching their parents, but they're watching their friends and they're watching the rest of us here at church. And so very grateful for you parents who not only send your kids to be a part of the church, but you are a part and bring them with you. So I just want to say thank you for that. The second thing I was grateful for is, man, I got to tell you, we are privileged to have a team of men of God who preach the Word of God. Amen? I just can tell you, I want to brag on Pastor Aleem for just a second. I wanted to let him go. He's wound up, he's ready, and next week we're going to let him go. So you need to invite everybody you know, all your friends, all your family, and invite them. You do not want to miss the Word of God from the man of God as he takes us on journey two or step two of this journey called Got Growth. And so and don't you just love the enthusiasm of Pastor David? I mean, I get saved between him and Aleem every week. I get saved all over again. And I didn't even know I was lost, you know, but I'm found now, amen? Yeah. You know, in August of 1984, I uttered two small but powerful words that would forever change the direction of my life. Those words were the beginning of an incredible, an amazing relationship and journey, a relationship that has grown deeper and deeper and deeper over the last 35 plus years with my now bride, the former Karen Gottfried. Those words, as you know, were, I do. In German, I'll teach you something German this morning. I do in German mean ich will. You can say that. Say it with us, ich will. Yeah, so now you know. I and it really has. The will is actually a better word than I do. The will is a stronger word that says, I really want to. And when I said, yes, I do, I really wanted to marry Karen Gottfried and her become Mrs. Karen McFadden. But I have to tell you that those two words were just the beginning of an amazing relationship. They were the starting point, not the end point. It was not the finish line. Now, everybody that's, how many of you here are married or have been married or even want to get married? Okay, so that should be most of us. You know, we all know that marriage is difficult at times. If you have one that's not difficult, then there's probably something not happening right there, because when two become one, science says there's friction. That stands true even in a marriage. We're becoming, but you know, there's something that happens when that two becoming one, and it begins to soften and begins to mold and it begins to make. But when you say I do, that's just the starting point. You've heard me say in the marriage message series last year, you know, there are times when we say I do, and then later on a few weeks down the road you're like, what did I do? You know, I mean, but I have to tell you, can you imagine the deep relationship that I now share with my bride? Can you imagine for just a second, 22 years old, and I say, I do. And then I go to Karen, I said, Karen, now that I've said I do, I'm going to go back and live the way I live before I said I do. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and be Captain Obvious, okay? If I would have done that and said, I do, I really want to, and I took that step of faith, I made that oath, I agreed and promised to, till death do you part, and that I will love her and take care of all those great things that we promise. And then can you imagine, said, yeah, I said I do, but now I'm going to go back and live exactly how I used to. Captain Obvious here says that wouldn't have been a great deepening relationship. It would have been a shallow, struggling, difficult, and probably short relationship. You know, the truth of the matter is that truth, when we say I do, we have to recognize the truth that the I do or the I want to, yes, is the starting point. It is not the finishing point. We can't just sit down. We have to continue to grow and be stretched. And we talked about that last week with the balloon example. Brother Craig, don't worry, I will not be popping balloons today. But saying yes or I do, or I really want to Jesus is the starting point, not the stopping point. It is this relationship that, like a marriage, is supposed to get better and better as I get to know her better and better, and our relationships becomes better. And my relationship, when I said yes to Jesus Christ, when the power of His Holy Spirit convicted my heart and I recognized that I was lost without Him, that I was empty, and He could fulfill my heart and give me a brand new life that would not be temporary but last to eternity, it was the beginning point. Now, oftentimes I will confess to you that along that journey called Christianity, I have said the same thing. What did I do? Because we have this thought in our mind, like we do our marriage, that when you say I do, everything's going to be hunky-dory. Now, I know that's not in the vocabulary, and I apologize to all the English teachers, but you know exactly. There's not another word that fits that better. Everything's not hunky-dory if you refuse to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's supposed to get better and better and better as we grow in our relationship with God once we say yes to Jesus. But unfortunately, so many of us forget that and try and live, or actually live the way we did before we said yes to Jesus. We said yes to Jesus, the Son of God, but our attitudes and our ambitions and our actions reveal that we really don't know God. That we really don't really want to know God, because when you get to know God, things change. Amen? If there is no Jesus, there's no change. And if there's no change, there's no Jesus. Jesus changes lives. We cannot simply say and treat our spiritual wedding to the groom, Jesus Christ, like we would perhaps in a marriage and said, yes, I said I do, but I've changed my mind. I'm not going to live that way anymore. And yet so many Christians, their actions and their ambitions and their attitudes are no different than when they first met Jesus Christ. They still think they can live like they lived before they said yes to Him. And then they wonder, man, why is my relationship with God so stale and so stagnant? Why is my life such a mess? Well, I've tried to give you an example. I can promise you that the 35-plus years that we have enjoyed together would have been stale and stagnant and probably stopped in the water. And can you imagine living in that kind of a relationship? Now, you're here this morning, and I just, again, one of the things I want to tell you is thank you. Thank you for being here, because your presence here means that you at least have the desire to grow in God. Otherwise, you wouldn't come back. And you come back week in and week out. But as Pastor Aleem, and I had no idea what he was going to say, but application is the key. Application is the key to a good relationship. Amen?